الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا عدوى ولا طيرة ولا حامة ولا صفرة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Just a reminder before our actual bayan that, and in fact, Hazrat used to stress, but we slip up, that always make the muzakra bayan of one sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So where the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have spoken about, Allah's rahmat also comes down. It revives dead hearts also. And to bring the sunnah in our life, that is one of our main objectives. To bring them to know the sunnahs, to practice the sunnah, and then to pass it on and make others also do it. Especially with our family people, we should try and see that the sunnahs are coming alive in them also. So one great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which we see that generally those who are on the pious, righteous lines, whether it is our great buzurgs of Indo-Pak or the Arab world or anywhere in the world, is the sunnah of miswak. They are very, very particular about the sunnah. So Allah give us also tawfiq. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. In the sunnah of siwak, to dhakiru kalimat shahadatin indal maut, or kama qal. That the sunnah of miswak, if we do it regularly, when we make our wuzu, we regularly make the miswak, the barakat of this will remind us of kalima shahadat at the time of maut. One is to recite kalima, la ilaha illallah, muhammadur rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one is kalima shahadat, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That one person makes a statement. And one is a person makes a statement under oath, that is much more greater. So that will be granted to a person at the time of maut by making our miswak regularly. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we bring the sunnah into our lives. It is also narrated, Inna salat bis siwak afdhal min sab'ina salat bidun siwak. That namaz that is made in which miswak was made before. When we made our wudu, we made miswak. That namaz is better than 70 namazes. And not equal to, but better. So we can imagine, to make, for example, the shortest namaz is 2 rakats. Now to make 70 rakats of namaz, and one person makes 70, or just he makes 10 rakats of namaz, we all will look at him, mashallah, this person. So many nafils he's making. But the person who made miswak, his namaz is more better than 70 rakats of namaz. So in the day, how many namazes we make from Fajr to Isha, the sunnah, sunnah tefair, muakkadah, all. If we just have make our sunnah, our miswak, oh Allahu Akbar. And it comes also in the Hadith Sharif, miswaku mitharatul lilfam. It's a cleanser for the mouth. And here it's not written the teeth, but the mouth. So we should brush the miswak on the gums also, on the tongue, the palate also, and it cleanses the whole mouth. It has, for as far as in the kitab that is written of the great wisdoms of the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, modern science has made lot of research, and they found the great, great benefits in miswak. وَمَرْضَاتُ لِلْرَبِّ. And it pleases Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And when we do make the miswak, we get the tawfiq. Many other sunnahs also, we enter the toilet with the left, come out with the right leg, etc. Many. Then just let this ayat go through our mind. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. That if you want the love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Follow me. That is my sunnah. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And He'll forgive your sins. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. And Ghafoor is also the superlative. Like you have tall, taller, tallest. It is the highest. And Rahim also. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. So whatever sunnah is, let us think that by practicing on it, we will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah give us tawfiq that regularly, and we see in, for example, in the Haramain Sharifain, lot of the Arabs also, all the time, miswak. They are with miswak, they don't live without the miswak. It is always. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. And in that also, oppose it to the toothbrush. These people have done everything to take out every sunnah. They made something in its place that we follow that. And we should be, as Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that the enemies of Islam have determined that they want to make Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif like Paris and London. We must make such an effort that Paris and London become like Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, the original Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. So we should do that. So these people are out. They know the value of Sunnah. Well, at one time, we were sitting in the Haram of Makkah Sharif, and one very old Purana work of Jamaat, and in the 60s, perhaps it was his own Jamaat or the Kar Guzari he gave of that Jamaat. The Jamaat went to Japan. And those days was not like today, when a Jamaat is coming, before time phone calls, messages are sent, then the people are there at the airport to receive you. Those days you used to go, nobody knows you. There is no Jamaat, there is no Markaz, there was nothing. And then normally during those days they would go at the airport and then take the telephone directory and then look up some Muslim names and then try and go and meet those Muslim people. So for some you go 200 kilometers in the east, another 400 kilometers in the west. Whether you meet them, you don't meet them. These people are all very busy people. Anyway, this Jamaat finally, a Buddhist priest, he gave them place in his church, in his, what you call a Buddhist synagogue, whatever that thing is. He gave them place. He noticed carefully for 3 days what they were doing. And after 3 days, he told them, give me one of your men in your Jamaat who is the strongest physically also and spiritually also. Give me one man of yours, one person who they thought is our strongest man. They gave him. He told him, stand by the wall. And within a few seconds, he dropped him down. With what do all they do, all their mystics and all the things what they have got. Then he told that, you see what power we have got. But in these 3 days, I saw the power of sunnah is even more greater than this power of mine. That every sunnah which you are, people are practicing, and me and my whole family, we have accepted Islam already. So when we practice on the sunnah, and these are just a few zahiri sunnahs, but the real sunnah, for us to talk about it is difficult also. Like for example, ithar ala nafs wa yu'thiruna ala anfusihim. That when you are very hungry, you have just got a little bit food to suffice for you, but you give all that away to somebody else. At that time, you are very sleepy, and the bed is ready. Everything is ready, and you can go and have a good sleep, but there is a necessity to go and do some work. At that time, you sacrifice your sleep, and you go and help that person. And who is that person? A Mr. Nobody. And for who are you doing? For him, who sees everybody. It's not some your special friend or family, but he's a nobody. But just to please Allah Ta'ala at that time. So those sunnahs, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam told one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Anas, that when you go to sleep, free your heart from all types of malice, dirt, for any and everybody. Sleep with a clean, clean heart. And then he said, Hada, this is my sunnah. Now to do that, with regard to the wife, we haven't got a clean heart. With regard to neighbors, we haven't got a clean heart. With regard to so many people, we got reservations in our hearts all the time. So to have that clean heart, and you can see the psychology behind it also, if you have that clean heart, what peace of mind you will have. So anyway, the sunnahs are very important. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us with to practice upon all the sunnahs. And every day, or make it every week, whatever it is, but to try and jastaju, to be behind it, to find out a new sunnah. Recently, I read in the kitab that what one great sunnah is, like when we sit in a vehicle, so we have gone from the ground to a higher level, a step up, or two steps up. So at that time, Bismillahi, Allahu Akbar. Bismillah also, and we have gone up to Allahu Akbar. So that is also a sunnah. But unfortunately, many of the sunnahs we don't think about. We should try and think on every occasion. What is the sunnah here? What is the sunnah here? And for those people who practice on sunnah like this, by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they get great, great position. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Today we are now in the, today the 25th it started, 26th. Okay. 25th started now, of Muharram. And after 4 or 5 days will be the month of Safar. And a new, this is the last, the month of the Ashur-e-Hurum also. 3 months that came together, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. And now from here until Rajab, 5 months, the other months, and then Rajab is 1 month that will be again Ashur-e-Hurum. And from there the Mubarak period and season start of the Ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So anyway, so to this few days that we have got left of Muharram, try to do the best of it. For example, whom Allah gives tawfiq to every roza of the month of Ramadan, of Muharram, is more, you get a whole month's roza sawab. So this few days, 4 days, if you keep 1 roza, 2, how many? Is it, 1 roza is equal to 30 rozas. It is like we kept 30 roza. And the most beloved rozas Allah loves after the month of Ramadan is the month of Muharram. And before the rozas of Muharram Ramadan became farz, the Muharram roza was farz. And when Ramadan rozas became farz, then Muharram's roza was now optional, nafal. So whatever we can do, and also the time, it's a Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month, so it's a valuable time. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And then in 4 or 5 days, depending on the sighting of the moon, will be the month of Safar. And the month of Safar, commonly they refer it Safarul Muzaffar, the month of success, the month of attaining great success. And this was actually to undo the wrong which the ignorant people, people who follow their desires, their thought, the conjecture, not Quran, not Hadith, just what they think what is deen. And deen, laysa bi amaniyikum, wala amaniyi ahli al-kitab. Deen is not what you think and you like, but it is what the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is important we try and bring into our lives. So anyway, these people, there are a lot of superstition for the month of Safar. And they feel that it is a month which is a month of bad luck. So there is no, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam totally negated it, la safara. All these wrong beliefs of safar, there is nothing like that. And with that, for example, the number 13 is believed to be very unfortunate, and a lot of problems with that. Or any other number, there is nothing like that whatsoever. So this month is a month just like the other months. In the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, la adwa, that diseases also are not contagious, but by the will of Allah. If Allah wills it, then we had, for example, which people regarded and made a huge hue and cry about it, that the disease that we went through, COVID, that is very contagious. There were so many our people who, or the husband wouldn't mix with the wife. If you want to take something, just at the door, there is a little table or something, you put it down there. But no mixing whatsoever. And many such people passed away also. And many other people who mixed freely, and they went about their daily chores as usual. Nothing wrong with them. And the eye opener was that it was in the elite areas, people were taking a lot of precaution. Whereas in the townships, etc., in a small taxi, they fill 8-10 people. And nobody, hardly you hear of any person dying in the townships of COVID and death. It was a disease for the rich people. And they were going through the consequences. So it is only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. That yaqeen must be in our heart. La adwa, wa la piyara. And all this birds, lucky and unlucky about birds. Amongst one of the common practices of the Arabs was when they wanted to do something, like a business venture, getting married, going on a journey, then they would make a bird fly. If it flied in the right direction, right side, then they said this was a good omen. And if in the bad, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said there is nothing like that. And taught us salatul istikhara in return. The dua of istikhara. Ask Allah Ta'ala to guide us. Whether I should do this, I should not do it, what I must do. We ask Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So la safara, wa la tiyara, wa la hamma, the bat, the bird that comes out at night, the bat. And when it makes it some funny sounds and that. And then there, with regard to that also, people had lot of wrong beliefs. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam negated that also. Wa la safara. And this month of safar also, there are no bad omens about it. And the elderly people, they also used to have some funny riwaj system that for the month of Safar you have to give this sadqah, that sadqah. Otherwise this will happen to you, that will happen to you. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam negated. And all this is the strengthening of our iman. To realize that there is only one doer and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward Hazrat very greatly. He has written that for a mu'min we should not have in our vocabulary the word coincidence shouldn't be there. That coincidentally I was also present there. Coincidentally this happened. No. Everything is in the plan of Allah Ta'ala. And nothing can miss you without the will of Allah Ta'ala. What has to get you, nothing can stop it. And what has to miss you, nothing can make it reach you. Everything is in the world and in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we should turn, make our tawheed. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala, a young boy, Ya Bunayya, and then gave him such a bayan of tawheed that whatever happens, happens only by the will of Allah. And whatever Allah decrees, only that happens, nothing. So that is, we are still very, very weak in that. And to get that conviction that everything happens only by the will. And very easily, if comes on our tongue. And in the hadith where it has been negated, close the door of if low. The door opens the door of shaitan then. If you use that, if I was also present. If I was there. If I wasn't there. That if it opens the door of shaitan. So we should try and avoid that. A very common thing in our language also, lucky. That lucky I was there. Lucky I did this. Lucky, what does lucky do? Lucky causes you problems in every way. Lucky, what is he going to do for you? Nothing happens luckily. Everything happens by the... In fact, you have this lucky dip that you buy a box of something. And then if you are lucky, you win some big prize or something like that. Nothing, lucky is nothing. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Today is still very common we have that if we are driving and a cat runs across the road, that we will meet up with an accident or something. Where has the cat got the power of you meeting up with an accident? That is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. The cat hasn't, where has the cat got that? Or in many other things, at night the cat is meowing. And you say that by tomorrow morning, we'll get news somebody has passed away. So the life of a person is in the meowing of the cat. Nothing like that whatsoever. Everything is only by the will of Allah. So to make our iman strong, we have been taught in the hadith. And this month of Safar, numbers also, all the lucky numbers, or lucky person, or lucky place, nothing like that. Everything is only by the will of Allah. So we have to build our iman on iman and tawheed. And Allah reward, mashallah, our jamaat brothers, from the starting point of ilan, whether it is gush bayan, whether it is main bayan, whether it is any muzakara, always drawing the attention that our success lies in following the commandments of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not all these worldly things and worldly, or all these superstition. So superstition makes a person, it destroys a person. And how many people who go to these amils, and the amils also, they are trained. They'll just whisper under their breath that you got asar on you. And they will make how many people accuse close family people of making jadu. Lot of families are broken up in this way. And who? Righteous, pious, your own mother, they bring the accusation on her or somebody else. So all these type of things we should try and avoid totally. And on the one hand, we might be speaking about deen and big things about deen. On the other hand, not only contact with the amils, but how many of our good people go to Sangomas? And there, in the Hadith Sharif, to believe in what a fortune teller says. And those who throw their bones and then from there, they determine and they say something. Or the Sangomas, etc. How can a Muslim go to these people? But unfortunately, it's a reality. And people go to all these people. So we should keep our eyes on the Qudrat of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, the great power and the great strength of Allah Ta'ala. Everything is only in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So these are all superstition, and that has been totally negated by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should have put our dua Allah has given us. Istikhara namaz Allah has given us. Istikhara dua Allah Ta'ala has given us. Everything must be connected with Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we take these lessons during these times. And the few days of Muharram which are left, try and make them valuable. And then in the month of Safar, make our iman strong. Work on our iman. Zikrullah, Sohbat-e Salihin, Ijtinab, to abstain from gunas. Gunas weaken a person's iman. And especially with all this World Cup and all that, and people's attention going to all those things. And so such serious crimes are committed. Not only as far as Islam is concerned, but even generally, what terrible things. But unfortunately, as they have planned that they will destroy us with sports and entertainment. Today, who is free of it? And not only the youngsters are involved, or okay, soccer, so young boys, girls also, but grown-up people also, who? We just want to know about the sports all the time. So all this attractions and what they brought, entertainment, is one of the major ways they've made their inroads in order to destroy our iman. Superstition and that was there. And this is also all. And in fact, in the sports, there is gambling also, that which team is going to win. And you bet on that, all that. That is all that superstition and that who's going to win and all that. So Allah Ta'ala save us and protect us from all this. Guide us to righteousness, inshallah.